My name is Elisheba. You know me better as Elizabeth. My name means God's promise. Growing up among my friends in the village, we all looked forward to marriage and growing families. I am a direct descendant of Aaron, the first high priest, and so is my husband, Zechariah. His name means God remembers. We tried to live an obedient life and follow the laws of our people. We had hoped to have a family and enjoy sharing stories with our friends as our children grew up together. But the years went by and we had no children. The families of all my friends grew year by year. They were filled with joy and excitement as I grew sadder and lonelier. At first, they encouraged me. Then they pitied me. And then they despised me. One by one, they started avoiding me. They thought, I must be a hypocrite, living a life of secret sin to be cursed by childlessness. Despite the way we lived our lives, we still had no children, something which we women longed for. Every month I faced my own disappointment and that of my husband. I felt I let him down. I know he felt the sorrow too, as he had no son or daughter to pass down our family traditions. So much for God remembers. My arms ached to hold a child, but every month my womb wept. Eventually, I was past the age of having children, so my womb stopped weeping, but I didn't. It was so hard to hold my head up year after year, serving God faithfully, and yet I was robbed of the one human thing I longed for in life. My name, God's promise, was a mockery. I felt abandoned by my God. Zechariah went down to Jerusalem to serve at the temple as it was his turn in the rotation. Little did he know what was to come. He thought he was the only one in the temple. As he was preparing the incense according to the ritual, an angel appeared to him. He dropped the incense he had prepared and hid in the corner in fear. It took the angel a while to convince him to listen to him. Seeing an angel is unusually rare. The angel began to share some unbelievable news with him. We were to finally have a son. This news was impossible to believe, and that's what he told the angel. After his encounter with the angel, he couldn't speak. Imagine my terror on his return home. I didn't know whether to laugh or cry. I did both. I laughed at the idea of pregnancy at my age and cried for the situation with Zechariah. I didn't believe I could have a baby. It seemed we were being punished further. I had to share what Zechariah wanted to say with everyone. I was more bitter than before. Not only did I not have a child, But now my husband couldn't speak. But when I started feeling sick every morning, all that bitterness turned to joy. God opened our eyes, and we saw our lack of trust in God and contentment for what we did have in life and the things which should have given us joy. After everyone saw that I was pregnant, they realized that God had worked a miracle in our lives. We all grew in our trust in God through this miracle. I was 6 months pregnant when I had a surprise visit from my younger cousin, Mary. She was elated with joy, too, as she was pregnant. Her pregnancy was a miracle, too. But she was carrying the Son of God. As she called my name, it felt as though my baby was doing somersaults in my womb. He was leaping for joy in the presence of the Messiah. We were in this together. Me, an old woman who shouldn't be pregnant, and Mary, pregnant with God's Son. If she was carrying the Messiah, then I must be carrying the promised messenger, just as Isaiah had prophesied. The angel said that my son would be like Elijah, bringing people to repentance. And my name, God's promise, was not just for me, but for everyone. There are plenty of children to take their place in the temple when they grow up. But my child is to announce that God's promise to the world has arrived. What an honor. Through those many years, I can now see how God was preparing my heart for unbelievable joy. Zechariah got his voice back, too, after the birth of John. After so much heartache, there was so much to celebrate. My tears of sorrow were replaced with tears of joy. If there's one thing I learned, it's that God never forgets the brokenhearted. Tears may fall in the night, but joy comes in the morning. Amen.